Hello, Gavin. How are you?
Hello. I'm marvellous. It's a beautiful day in the nursery.
Now, you have a great topic for me today, but before that, I wanted to ask you another question, if I could. I'm throwing a curveball at you. We are expecting some really hot days ahead this weekend. What can we do to help in our garden on hot days?
Okay. The first thing I would suggest, and of course, nothing's going to be ready for this because we haven't had a whole lot of 30-degree days in a row for quite some time.
It's true.
So, of course, everything will have a bit of a reaction to that. So the most important thing you can do, and the one thing I would tell everybody to do, is either, A, if you can, get a good mulch on the ground, because as we know, mulch holds moisture.
Right.
And if you're going to put all that water on the ground, which we may need to do, you don't want it running straight off.
Yeah,
so mulch is a good thing two ways. A, it holds the water there so that it doesn't run off and be wasted. And B, it keeps the roots cool underneath. So you should always have a barrier between the plant roots and the actual wind and the hot sun.
Very good.
So the thing to do would be to go out and firstly water of a morning, because the one thing we don't want to do is go out after dark, wet everything down, and have wet foliage all night, because, of course, that just breeds insects and all sorts of nasties that you don't want. So a good, thorough soaking of a morning, and if you can, in the meantime, get a good mulch on, especially those susceptible plants that are out there, and let's face it, there's some that will droop definitely quicker than others.
Mm.
There's certain people out there that will probably droop quicker than others.
great tip. I know I sprung that one on you there because I thought, gee, we've got some hot days going on. What can we do? Because our plants might suffer with that heat snap too.
Oh, and they will. And as I said, some more than others.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem is going to be keeping those plants happy in the meantime.
And
it will go back to normal for a time, but every time you get a hot blast like this, get out there, especially of a morning, a really, really good soak start for the day.
Yes.
And that will get your plants through.
Now, you have a great topic for us today. It's the ever-loving azaleas. Azaleas, tell us about
them. Azaleas have been around longer than what I have, which is saying something.
We love them.
They're beautiful. They're in full flower now. They're looking stunning at the moment. They're having a very good year because one of the little narkies that gets on azaleas is a problem called petal blight, and that comes on them when you get rain on the flower buds. They go all mushy and gluey, and they stick together. But we probably won't have that this year, so they're looking exceptionally nice. They do tend to love the shade. There are a few sun-growing azaleas, which tend to be a bit bigger. You know, they grow to about the 1.5 to nearly 2 metre mark, and they're what we know in the industry as sun azaleas.
Yeah.
They have a much bigger leaf, a big, plain flower, can be either white, mauve, or a salmon-y pink, and there is what we know as sun azaleas. But normal azaleas, shade azaleas, which are fabulous under trees and tucked into gardens, they tend to love the shady spots. And as we were just talking, they do love a good mulch.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing, if you ever want to keep a good azalea, is to make sure, because they have a fibrous root system, they need to have that fibrous root system kept cool and moist. In fact, the one thing, a good little tip for people if they're planting an azalea, is to, when you get them home, dunk them in a bucket of water with maybe a couple of capfuls of sea salt, or my ever favourite Sea Max, which is a seaweed solution. Put that into a bucket and dunk your new plants in that till the bubbles stop coming up, so it really wets through that root system, and then plant them in the ground. So A, they'll be really well watered when you put them in, and B, they'll have had that injection of seaweed to help the exchange between pots and the ground, or pots and a bigger pot, because everything gets a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a reaction when it gets moved, and seaweed helps prevent a lot of that, what they call in the industry, transplanting shock. That will help do that.
Gavin, are they a plant that needs a lot of care, or are they pretty much self-growing?
Not really. If you've got them in the right spot, and you've got a good mulch on them, whether it be in a pot or in the ground, you generally, you plant them there as an acidic-loving plant. So like camellias and gardenias, they love their acid soil. So they always have like a special potting mix called azalea camellia potting mix. And, of course, they always have their special feed, which is azalea camellia fertilizer. So as long as you stick to that, there's not a great problem. There's a couple of little bugs, as in most things, but again, a lot of them we won't have a problem with this year because they tend to come with wet weather. Azalea lace bug and red spider mite, now that looks like either little white spots on the leaves, or in the case of red spider mite, looks like rust spots on their leaves to the naked eye. They always come with humid wet weather, usually around Easter, around the autumn months, and of course this petal blight, which you tend to only get A, when they're in flower, and B, when you get a couple of days of rain whilst they're in flower. So those little bugs shouldn't be around very much this year like they have the last couple.
Gavin, is there any other plants that sit well with azaleas? They're good companions?
Yes. Camellias are another. Camellia and azaleas are always grouped in together.
Right.
And, of course, the other one is your gardenias.
They go well with gardenias, do they?
Yes. Yeah. All three plants lie like a little bit of an acid soil.
Yeah.
So whereas the normal soil would be anywhere between 6.5 to 7.5, all those plants tend to like it around the 6 mark. And, yes, they all work very, very well together.
Okay, well, and if anyone wants any more news, of course, they can call in and have a talk to you. You'd be able to give them any information.
They most certainly can, here at our Warners Bay store, or for that matter, even at our Rimba store on the Central Coast.
You will look after them. And thank you for looking after us today and talking to us about azaleas.
Very good. I shall talk to you next week.
Good on you. Yeah, look forward to that. You'll have Pete with you next week. So there's Gavin. We love to find out about the garden. He's our gardening guru here at Newcastle's 2HD.